This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh from the DBCC, and I'm here with Maxine Crow, who's been a client at the DBCC now for quite a long while now, and she's achieved some amazing results. And I know a lot of people listening would be able to benefit from her story, essentially how she's managed to do it and the things she's learned along the way during her transformation, because it's a pretty big transformation. So first things first, Max, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 44.
Okay, let's get straight into it. How much have you actually lost in terms of body fat?
Body fat, I've lost about 13%.
Awesome. So when you started, you were about
25.9.
Right now you are?
Right now I'm 16% body fat.
That's awesome. So in terms of dress sizes, how has that changed?
Dress size, I was a 14 to 16. I'm now an 8 to 10.
Awesome. Okay. And over what time frame did you lose that?
Well, I've been here for 15 months now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So let's go back a bit further. How was it that you actually first put on that weight?
Not eating correctly, just picking out on anything I liked, and just exercising. I've always exercised, but sometimes I'd have long periods of time when I didn't do anything. So
sure.
No exercising and just eating rubbish.
Okay, so take me back. What were your daily habits back then?
Didn't drink a lot of water. I'd say I've cut out sort of gluten and less protein. So it was a very high carb diet, I'd say.
Sure. Okay. Did you feel different when you were back then?
Yeah. Lethargic, very tired, not much energy.
Okay. Did you still do the same kind of work?
It's similar work, but it's longer hours now.
Okay. But did you feel, like you said, you felt lethargic? Was it sluggish when you were doing it back then?
Well, because I used to eat a lot of starchy stuff, like potato chips and Chinese's, and you do feel a lot more lethargic.
Okay.
And I was falling asleep at like 9 o'clock at night because I was so knackered. So,
oh, really? Yeah. Was it just picking stuff up on the go then?
Yeah.
Okay. And so how's your habits changed now?
So habits have changed in terms of more consciously eating more protein, lots of meat, fish, vegetables, greens. I do treat myself. I'm not going to deny that. So
sure.
I do like the odd chai soy latte, because I've discovered they do it with soy milk. But in the main, it's high protein, like less carbs, cut out gluten as well, which helps with not feeling bloated. No potatoes, pasta, rice. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
And because I know from when we've spoken that your job is super, super hectic. So for everyone listening out there, I think it'd be good to hear how you kind of juggle all these things alongside your training with your super busy schedule.
Okay, so what's great about DBCC is that there's so many different options in terms of times that you can train. And in the 15 months that I've been here, it's changed so many times. So one of the things I'm really glad about is the flexibility. So before, when because of the type of work I was doing, I'd basically train early morning, 7:15 sessions. That went out the window when my contract changed. So then it went to evenings and weekends. So what's great is the flexibility, really. And that's how I manage it, literally just on the go, when I'm on the train, just logging in, scheduling my sessions a month in advance. And then you can always cancel them if you can't make it because of work commitments. So that's how I flex it. The other great thing is I can take my daughter along as she sits and waits for me. So that's
awesome.
An added benefit, because without that, I wouldn't be able to train as much as I do.
So again, about lifestyle, do you still pick food up on the go? Is your mindset any different right now?
Yeah, mindset's very different in that I know if I had a cheat day and I decided on chips, I know that I'm going to feel lethargy within like the next 15-20 minutes, and I want to have a doze. So not ideal when you're working. So I tend to steer away from it and just have like the odd times now. The other big difference is energy levels. So when I'm not training as much because of a busy schedule, energy levels do feel a significant difference. And I can go for a lot longer now and gets to 9 o'clock at night and I'm wide awake instead of crashed out on the sofa.
So in terms of your food, how do you prepare your food to make sure that you are eating well at all times?
So I do have my bacon and eggs in the morning. I do love that. And sometimes I just batch cook. So like love to do the chicken breasts and always have salad and things in the fridge that are quick and easy.
Cool, because I've seen some photos and it does look pretty nice. So how is it being a working mum and fitting it all around, fitting your training around family life and stuff like that?
I think it's about your attitude and how you approach it. So my daughter has quite a busy, active life as well. So combination of childminders, good support network, and literally we just do it. So keep a positive attitude. And yeah, you have your challenges and things change and you just have to be flexible, really. Mm. Otherwise, you just end up depressed.
Yeah, because I know Ray.
Miserable.
So I know Ray is kind of following your footsteps and is a bit of an athlete in the making. Do you think she's learned from you?
I think she's definitely influenced by my work ethic and my attitude towards health. I mean, she has no diet, but she eats absolutely anything because she needs all the carbs. She's only tiny, and she does do a lot. So yeah, I hope I'm influencing her in a positive way. But I don't call it a diet; it's lifestyle.
Good. Okay. So for everyone out there listening, possibly in your situation, being a working mum, what's the hardest thing about maintaining your habits you've got now?
The hardest thing is time. So being a single mum as well, and you do have to be organised and really do some things in advance. And sometimes when you run out of time, you end up not doing certain things or not doing a batch cook when you should do. So you do have to be a lot more organised.
Yeah, so preparation in advance.
Yeah, preparation helps a lot and planning.
Okay, and lastly, what advice would you give someone in your position, or rather the position you were in before you started at the DVCC?
Just go for it. And once you start, you do realise the benefits. And I've had a couple of really personal things that I've benefited from. So, for example, I used to suffer from lower back pain. Since I've been at DVCC, I don't have any pain whatsoever. I can roll out of bed in the morning. I've been completely pain-free for over 15 months, and I would not trade that in for the world.
Awesome. Thanks, Max. This is Josh from DVCC. Thanks very much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.